The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 33 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths in its latest update posted November 3. Currently, the weekly incidence rate in the region is higher than the provincial average, which is a first for Simcoe Muskoka during the pandemic. Until now, the local rate has been at or below the provincial average, and typically about 50% lower than the Ontario rate. The 7-day average incidence rate in the province is about 17 cases per 100,000 people. In Simcoe Muskoka, the 7-day rate is about 20 cases per 100,000 people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Orillia, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. One case is inked to close contact, one is still under investigation, and one case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Oro Medonte, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Severn, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. One case is still under investigation and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. Collingwood, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to travel. Clearview, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Barrie, 12, 3 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 1 is linked to travel, 2 are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link. 2 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Innisfil, 3 youth under 18 years old. All 3 cases are outbreak related. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Tay, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Isa, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, and 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. New Tecumseth, 5, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related, 2 are still under investigation, and 2 are listed as community acquired. There is an active COVID-19 outbreak at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, in Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit. The health unit has reported 11 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 7 cases. Portage View Elementary School, Barrie, declared October 22, 2 cases. Assakeenic Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 15 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 27 cases. There are active outbreaks still ongoing at Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, 16 local cases, and at Mill Creek Care Center in Barrie, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. There is also an outbreak at a fitness and recreation sports center in Simcoe County, declared on November 2, with 2 cases associated to the outbreak. Included in the new cases reported today are 19 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 11 fully vaccinated people. The health unit has reported 5 COVID-related deaths in the last 2 weeks, which includes 4 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 193 active cases in the region. 20 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,112 cases of COVID-19 with 13,652 of those cases recovered and 267 cases ending in death. About 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 29 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 3. The health unit has updated its vaccine information since October 29 by changing the way vaccines are assigned to municipalities. You can read more here. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17 1,898 74% Barry 4,672 4, 468, 124, 8 November 2nd 3,045 83.5% Bradford WG 2,266 2,212 39 November 2nd 5,191 83.2% Clearview 153, 145, 5 November 2nd 1,018 82.1% Collingwood 288,278 3 the 2nd of October 31 1,167 87.9% ESA 570, 556, 5 3 November 2nd 2,365 72.4% Innisfil 1,394 1,355 21 3 November 2nd 3,381 81.7% Midland 219,213 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85.8% New Tecumseh 1,671 641 18 1 November 2nd 3,944 77.9% Aurelia 388, 362, 9 November 2nd 1148 88% Oro Medonte 259, 251, 6, 1 November 2nd 1110 82.5% Penetanguishene 231, 217, 8 October 31 2397 89.7% Remara 131, 129, 1 October 28 1,253 85.4% Severn 95, 88, 3, 1 November 2nd 634 83.7% Springwater 335, 323, 2 November 2nd 1,563 89.6% Tay 133, 129, 3 November 2nd 1,186 85.6% Tiny 152,149 the 2nd of October 27 1,133 80.5% Wasaga Beach 317,309 5 the 1st of October 31,329 84.6% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.